This is Educating Emily, written by Penny Goodweather and narrated by Hannah Sunrise.
Gerald's impressive cock, all 10 inches of its rock-solid thickness, pounded away at his wife's soaking wet pussy. She moaned loudly with every thrust, getting closer and closer to orgasm. With her pale, chubby legs spread out into a wide V-shape, Gerald was making use of the full extent of his manhood. The look on her face was more than a gurn. It was positively animalistic. Gerald personally thought she looked like a grunting warthog, and these days she all but disgusted him. When he'd met her, she'd had a few extra pounds, and at the time, it had been appealing. It had gone hand in hand with her vivacious, bubbly personality. But really, that personality had been a facade, hiding the paranoia of an insecure woman who now seemed to prefer cake to any kind of stimulating conversation, and whose obsession with the nightly soaps was trumped only by her ability to spend what seemed like every waking hour texting on her phone, messaging friends on Facebook, and tweeting about the ridiculously over-the-top storylines from those pathetic dramas she lapped up like a greedy dog. That's how Gerald saw it anyway. To be frank, if it wasn't for the sex, he would probably have told her to fuck off some time ago. But he never had plucked up the courage to say so. And at least he got to shoot his load every night, more than he suspected the other members of staff at the school he taught at, but also loathed. It was almost rigmarole to him now, though, stuck with a class of students who didn't want to learn, not earning enough money even to start one of the dreams he had of getting himself a better life, humping away at this 200-pound whale of a woman nightly only because there was nothing better to do with his dick. Gerald thought back to his youth, when he wasn't locked in a relationship and seemed to have money and time to spare. In his mind's eye, he saw one of the sexy girls he had studied at teaching college with, and remembered what it was like to have his gleaming shaft surrounded by some sweet, tight pussy lips, with a tiny, wasted trainee teacher making erotic mumblings that told him he was the master of the bedroom. Yeah, he thought. The master of the bedroom. He was always the one who took charge, knowing intuitively what each one of his conquests would like. Oh, most of the time it was his penis, that snake-like beast of his which was formidable when standing to attention, and the girl's thoughts of either sucking it or fucking it. But other times, he knew they preferred a good 10 minutes of having their clits rubbed raw, or having a finger or two inserted in their arses. Sometimes exploring gently, other times being forced up there like a pneumatic drill. The thought of his prior liaisons was pretty much all Gerald could do to reach his own orgasm now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?